A committee of 12 university presidents recently approved a plan to create a playoff for Division I college football, the last major sport to have one. That has me wondering what good will come of it, if any. I'm John Bacon. Well, it's finally upon us. No, not the apocalypse, the Mayan calendar be damned, but a bona fide Division I college football playoff. So what if college football somehow survived without a playoff since its inception in 1869? That's 22 years before James B. Naismith invented basketball, 34 years before the first World Series, and 51 years before the National Football League was even formed. But yes, we need a playoff now, because clearly the first 143 years of college football were pointless, meaningless, and worthless, because they did not have a playoff. It's true that college football's popularity in attendance, TV ratings, merchandise sales, and just about any other way you want to measure it has never been greater. But yes, we need a playoff now. It's also true that in the past 40 years, the game's leaders had already tacked on a bowl game for virtually every team still standing, more than tripling the number of bowl teams from 22 to 70, which is more than half the Division I teams that currently play football. But that was not enough either, so they added a 12th game, which schools used to play tomato cans like Southwest Missouri State, solely to grab another payday on the backs of unpaid players. Then they piled on conference title games too, increasing the total games a team could play from 11 to 14, which is just too shy of the NFL's regular season. But we need a playoff now. Why? To take the competition out of the hands of computers and pollsters, we're told, and settle it on the field. So how are they going to fix that? Well, instead of picking two teams based on polls, strength of schedule, and computerized rankings, they are going to pick four teams, all based on polls, strength of schedule, and computerized rankings decided by a selection committee. Problem solved. So instead of the third-ranked team complaining that it got screwed out of a title shot, the fifth-place team will now do all the whining. Another problem solved. A four-team playoff won't end arguments, just expand them. It won't shrink the season, but extend it. It won't reduce injuries, especially concussions, but increase them. Here are a few other sure bets. The playoff will result in more insane incentives and coaches' already insane contracts. Last year, LSU's head coach Les Miles would get a $5 million bonus if his Tigers beat Alabama in the title game, which would have doubled his salary for coaching 60 minutes of football. But LSU lost, maybe that's not a bad thing. How many coaches, faced with a star receiver got caught plagiarizing a paper or quarterback with a concussion, would have the integrity to do the right thing and bench those players and forfeit a $5 million payday in the process? Well, save your breath. We already know the answer to those questions. College football decided to do at least one thing with transparent honesty: sell the rights to the title game to the highest bidder. It's that obvious. It's that crass. Enter NFL Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, one of the more shameless people in sports, which is saying something. He somehow got Texas taxpayers to chip in $325 million for his Jerry World domed stadium. Now he's boasting he'll happily outbid everyone else for the title game to fill his stadium, if not his insatiable ego. After this year's title game, I wrote, "Do not ask for whom the buck tolls. It tolls for the adults, not the kids." I would love to tell you that I was wrong then, or I'm wrong now. Years ago, Notre Dame athletic director Father Edmund Joyce said that sometimes it seems college football gets so overheated, we need to throw a bucket of cold water on it. If only. After this playoff comes to pass, we'll need a fire hose. But the fire will already be out of control by then, and we'll be too late. Problem solved.